brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What's going on, boys and girls? It is another day. It's another Friday, which means another day of fun sports. What is up with you, Alex?
Is this the second? What is going on?
How are you today, my fine young friend?
Man, what? Do you have caffeine today or something?
I have caffeine every day.
Yeah?
Or should I use the voice I did the show with last week? Welcome to Talking Sports.
No, that's not even close.
All right.
What is going on? Is this the second to last Friday of the year?
Yeah.
Because the 30th, it's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, year flew by.
Yeah, it's pretty much over.
And because my show name, my movie name, my TV name is McCaffrey, I'm not going to do the show. I'm sitting this one out.
Okay, all right.
Because my daddy, my grandpappy, Ed,
yeah,
told me I'll be a higher draft pick. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts on that. You know, there's now been, a couple... guys that have said, I'm not going to play in the bowl game. And I've gone back and forth in my head. I've gone back and forth on the computer. I've gone back and forth at my favorite sports establishments. Mm-hmm. I can take either side. So I'm going to let you be the fall guy.
Okay.
And you pick a side and I'll pick the other side.
Are you saying would you rather?
I will too.
Okay.
There we go.
Is this would you rather? Was this your... for the day?
No. I mean, it was different, but
That's a... well thought out, produced segment that we're going to do during the show. Would you rather? This is just me in the middle of playing hearts. I came up with it. So tell me your thoughts.
I think it depends on who the player is and where they believe their current stock is. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you feel that your stock is high enough and you could end up damaging your ability to be drafted high, then... yeah, don't play.
So you don't owe the school anything?
No.
That you've signed an agreement and a contract with?
You don't.
You don't owe your fellow teammates anything that you claim you would go to, and you know how much I love this saying, go to war with.
Gunga Warrior!
I've never seen a football player, you know, storm the field with guns and tanks.
Right.
But you're willing to go to war for.
Except for the Army-Navy game.
Well, no, the tanks are on the sidelines. They're not on the field. So... you know, I've kind of gone back and forth, and if it's okay for a coach to leave and not coach the bowl game, why isn't it okay for a player to do the same? If it's okay for a coach to leave after he's promised kids, I'm going to be there for you, well, you're no longer in Houston. You're now in Texas. How are you there for me?
Exactly.
You know, so as much as I want to say they should play, I'm leaning towards all you need to worry about is yourself.
Is you.
Now, with that all said, and after I say this one more thing, I'm very curious of what Ed's thoughts are because he tends to sway me a lot. Elliot in Dallas, the stud star rookie running back who can't afford a full T-shirt. Mm. Did you hear what he said?
No.
This guy is a rocket scientist. Mm. And I understand... from Ohio State, so that sums it up. This intelligent young man...
he's a rocket surgeon.
...said he would give anything to play one more bowl game with his boys from Ohio State, yet he left Ohio State early. So obviously you wouldn't give anything to play one more game with them because you could have played another whole year with them.
What is it, the Meatloaf song? I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Hey, good one.
Yeah.
Ed, what's your thoughts?
First off, the half shirt that he wears, Mick said there's nothing wrong with that shirt to begin
with. Well, I've seen Alex wear it twice as well, so it's all good.
My first thought was they're being selfish. But then I thought about it. And if they're going to a bowl game that means nothing as far as rankings, well, let's say playoffs. We know who the four playoff teams are. If it's not a chance to win the national championship, then the only thing this thing really does is generate money for the school. But with that said, there's nothing generated for the players. If anything, there's more risk to the players that they go out there, and it's happened. It's happened many times that they get, even if it's just a hamstring injury, it could cost them two or three positions, five positions, or even rounds if they go out there and they hurt themselves. And then let's look forward. Let's look at this thing called the Pro Bowl. Half, if not more than half the players that are elected to the Pro Bowl, they back out because they have a hangnail, their hair hurts, or whatever. They have to back out. And it just shows, because they're not going to make as much money as they would normally make in a regular game, and they don't want to risk the injury because they're either a free agent or they're looking towards next year. So that's a perfect example. It's just showing them that it's really all about money. And truly, when you're a kid, when you're 21 and 22 years old, they even have it in your contract that they don't want you out there riding motorcycles or mopeds or doing stuff like that. So why should you go out and play in a meaningless game that does nothing but generate money for the school? So I would say to them, stay out of it. If you're worried about getting hurt, so be it, because you know what? The pros, they do the same thing. And with that said, on the Pro Bowl thing, I think that there should be a rule now. If you're voted to the Pro Bowl and you don't go, it should be stripped. Because all it is, it pads your resume. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. You know what? That doesn't mean anything anymore. Because if he's a Pro Bowl, it could be a chance that he got in the Pro Bowl because five guys in front of him had hangnails and they couldn't play that year.
No, for sure. And two things to respond to what you just said, Ed. Wait and you see how many people decline to go to the Pro Bowl this year, or really next year, in 2017, now that it's in Orlando right. And not Hawaii.
Another thing, it's not a free trip to Hawaii.
And that's what they were looking for, was the free trip to Hawaii. Mm. The other thing is, and you said something, you know, very interesting. You said that the game, if the game doesn't mean anything with the playoffs, well, what do the playoffs mean? You know, if you're a first-round pick, if you're possibly a second-round pick, yes, playing for a national title is cool, but you're still going to lose millions of dollars. So why not back and fall out of that as well?
Yeah,
I'm cool with not playing for those.
Okay, well, then you're talking about school pride and stuff like that. You're a piece of the puzzle to get to the national champion. That's a big thing. And I'm sure there's a lot of pressures from boosters. If you're in the running for the national championship and you back out of that and they lose a quality player, I can't. He'll be blackballed. I guarantee you. It'll last to the NFL. He'll be blackballed.
Well, you know, and what's interesting as well, I was watching, I think it was the Four Letter Network, and I don't remember which former player said it, but he said, you know, if I'm a general manager and I'm thinking about, here's the flip side, and I'm thinking of drafting that player mm-hmm. who quit on his team and didn't play in the bowl game because he's going to get drafted, what can I expect from him come week 14 when my team has been eliminated? Will I expect him to quit then too?
Oh, I don't think. Turn it around. Let's say you're Jason Light from the Bucks, the general manager, and you have your heart set on McCaffrey's son. Was it Christian McCaffrey?
Right.
And he's going to be your number one. We got it set in stone. This guy's got He's got great ability. He's got everything working for him. He's a good kid in school. He finishes. He doesn't beat his girlfriend. Whatever. He's got great morals. This is the guy we want to go get. He's got one more game to go that means nothing. Blows out his knee or something like that, screws up your draft. So if I'm a general manager and I see this kid, I'm focused on this kid, I don't want him playing in the Pro Bowl, in some meaningless bowl.
Well, it doesn't mean anything to them. Obviously, you know, an NFL general manager could care less whether you win a national title, whether you win the Pepsi Cheeto Bahama Bowl. So it's just, and the more I'm thinking about it, I'm with you, Ed. You know, from the very beginning, I was against it because they're quitting on their school, they're quitting on their coach, they're quitting on their teammates. But their coach quits on them, their school quits on them, their teammates quit on them. So in this world, unfortunately, you take care of yourself first, your family second, and your team and friends and everything after. So I'm okay with both of those guys and whoever else not playing. And again, even more so after somebody brought that up, that a coach leaves to go somewhere else and he's not going to coach in the ball game.
Perfect example. So, look what happened to the USF. They lost their coach. They're going, they had their best season ever, 10-2. They're going to a bowl game and Willie Taggart's not going to be there.
Right. Yep. So there you have it. So I'm now okay with that. Staying on football just for a second,
what
Alex.
What you guys said.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, thanks for chiming in.
Ditto.
I'm not a fan. And you know me. Yeah. Everybody that's listening to this program, if you're listening on the SoundCloud later tonight or whenever it's going to be posted, I'm not a fan of teams. Sometimes I'm a fan of players. But because of what's slowly happening, and you mentioned being blackballed, I think Cam Newton is getting blackballed in NFL.
He's being treated horribly.
He's now my new favorite player. And I don't even necessarily like the guy.
Which is saying something for you.
Well, because of where he played. He went to, you know, a junior college. So
he did go to a junior
college. Well, yeah. You got to remember Michael Vick complained too, but Michael Vick ran more than he threw. And he's going to get hit.
Well, you're going to get hit. But did you see what happened last night in the Eagle game? Did you see that play?
No.
Where Wentz slides, the guy pulls up. And they touch, 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike, because you can't touch the quarterback.
You know,
Cam Newton on Monday got hit in the head again, and he got the 15-yarder.
Yeah, it's been going on.
I think maybe it's the crew. It's the officiating crew. I don't think there's one memo out there that says, let Cam Newton get hit.
Oh, I don't think so either. I'm not the conspiracist. I'm just saying this guy is getting railroaded. He's getting killed, and they've always said, you know, he's a big running back. He's a big quarterback that runs. He's this, he's that. But after what I saw last night, which was so ridiculous, it's the exact same thing. And he barely got touched and didn't get hit in the head. And Newton got hit in the head. And now I'm starting to believe when Cam said, I think it was 2, 3, 4, 9 years ago, whatever, that one of the referees told him, you haven't been in the league long enough to get that call. We all know stars get calls. Now he is a star.
Yeah,
and he's still not getting the calls.
I know, but you know, it's a perfect example. I mean, if Tom Brady gets sneezed on, for crying out loud, they're going to call a 15-yarder on that. But
which
maybe
they
feel he can take it. I don't know.
And again, that's not what it's supposed to be. You know, it's similar but not the same. I got in an argument with somebody yesterday. We were talking about somebody losing the title. I think we were talking about Bisping and Dan Henderson. And, you know, to beat the champion, you have to decisively. No, you don't.
Yeah, right.
You have to beat him by a half of whatever to win. If you get a penalty, if you get drilled in the head as a quarterback, it's a penalty. You know, it doesn't matter. Look at it. Tom Brady. I think it was Brady. Got the fingers hit his helmet. That's it. 15-yard penalty. Cam Newton, helmet to helmet, on a slide. He gets up. He throws the ball at the other player, which is unsportsmanlike. He shouldn't have done it. It should have been offsetting. The expert referee, that whatever his name is.
Mike Pereira.
I think it was him. Yeah. Said it should have been a 15-yarder. It's just absolutely ridiculous how bad this guy is getting bumped. It's just absolutely uncalled for. And I understand him being upset. And I think that he's handling it pretty well. Is he whining? Yes, he is. He has.
I mean, anybody in that situation is going to say something.
Sure.
No matter what.
Has he brought some of it upon himself with the Superman thing? And, you know, maybe, you know, Superman don't cry. There's no crying on Superman movies. But still, he is getting drilled. He is getting hit hard. He is getting taken advantage of. When we come back, and I happen to like Shaquille O'Neal. I like a lot of things Shaquille O'Neal did in Orlando. I know he does it in L.A. I'm sure he does it in Miami. But it's one of these things where I'm scratching my head on what happened yesterday down in Miami. So we're going to talk about that and maybe a few other things when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Feel the power of great. El Toro Loco. Son of a Digger and more. Experience Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS, Circle K, Budweiser, and your Southern Ford dealers. And brought to you by McDonald's. Budweiser wants to send you to the Monster Jam World Finals in Las Vegas. Register for your chance to win at participating Circle K, Cowboys, Stagger Inn, and Saddle Up locations. Must be 21 years or older and Florida resident to enter. See entry form for restrictions and details. Coming to Camping World Stadium January 21st.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That selection was requested by Mick Ferrari, so we wanted to play it.
What just happened? What did I just witness?
With what?
You dancing.
It was,
what?
It was sweet music.
I have never in my life heard that song
oh,
before.
Oh, come on. The
never
voice. Come on, the voice.
Once. No.
He would hang out with Mick.
The three of you.
Mick would love to get a hold of his hair.
Come on, you got to be a little bit more.
His first name's Boy.
George.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, it was Wham before it was just Boy.
Right.
Oh, okay, all right.
That was a pretty good song that Wham had, though. Even though Boy George wasn't in Wham. just so you know. Boy George, I believe, was in Culture Club.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right. Get it right, Ed.
Oh, come Wham, on. Like, you corrected me, right?
Wham, I think, was Michaels. Oh, wasn't it George Michaels?
Oh, yeah, you're right. George Michaels. Okay.
Was that his name?
Whatever.
Wake me up before you go-go. Speaking of go-go, the Miami Heat retire Shaquille O'Neal's jersey yesterday.
Better known as Kazam.
Better known as a lot of things. I had the opportunity to meet him. Good dude. Been in his house. House is amazing.
His house is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was.
His cars are phenomenal.
His basketball court is regulation size.
And now he has another jersey to put up.
Give me his stats.
Okay. So,
just his stats in Miami.
So he got traded from the Lakers to Miami 04-05.
How long did he play there?
He was there 04 through 08. 07-08 season.
He played 07-08?
Something like that.
So he was there 4 years?
Yeah. Total, yes. He was there. Let's see. Actually, you know what?
Just give me his dang stats.
He didn't do all that great.
You think?
Well, that computer must be slow. Come on.
I know. What?
No, I mean, yeah, there's not much to say.
Well, yeah, there is. It's live radio. What is his dang stats? How many points did he score in the 3.5 years he played there? It doesn't matter how many points he scored. I need The Rock right now. It doesn't matter. It is ridiculous that Shaquille O'Neal had his number retired in Miami, the same as Wade Boggs having his number retired here in St. Petersburg with the Tampa Bay Rays. It's stupid. They did it just because it was Shaq. Did he help them get over the top? Yeah, obviously he did. But it's not like he's a Hall of Fame Miami Heat basketball player. He's a Hall of Famer because of what he did in L.A., because of maybe what he did in Orlando. His number, having his number hang in the banners in Miami is redonkulous. No matter what his numbers are. And it's taken you 15 minutes to pull it up. So move on to the next thing we were going to talk about, because it's taken you too long to find it. I'm done.
1841. 1439, 1669, 1181, 690.
I have no idea what any of that, what you just said.
Points per season.
All right. If we really wanted to do this properly, what we could have done is compared his numbers that when he was in Orlando.
He had 4,010 points while he was in Miami.
All right. And how many did he have in L.A.?
13,895.
There you have it.
And what about Orlando?
8,019.
Okay, so Miami's even lower on the pecking order.
Well, he played less there.
Well, he played in Miami the same amount of years as he did in Orlando.
He was only in Orlando 4 years?
4 seasons.
Wow. Mm.
And he had twice as many points.
He'd rather forget Orlando.
Well, except for that's where he got the money, or at least the start of the money, to have that house he has in Orlando. It's ridiculous to have his number retired there. I'm sorry. Are you going to retire LeBron James's number in Miami?
Give him time.
No, I'm sure they will. But I'm saying, yes, he went there, and yes, he was
two
the reason.
Titles. Two titles.
I probably don't retire his number just because he left. But I don't know. And that's the difference of today than in yesterday. You know, Dr. J, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry Bird, they all played in the same place. Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't, but...
Yeah, no.
You know, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
It bothers me. It bothers me. All right. So I read something that said if the Chicago Bears win out.
The Bears.
The Chicago Bears are going to win out. Win out of what? They may not win a quarter, not alone a game. The Philadelphia Eagles helped a little bit last night by defeating the New York Football Giants. Because now the Giants are still going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
I think they put it at 99.9%. And there's four teams that are also in the running, it being Green Bay, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and there may even be somebody else, that all that has to happen for the Giants to get in is one of those four teams to lose a game.
Which will happen.
Now, where it helped last night to have the Giants lose, it hurt because now the Dallas Cowboys are assured home field advantage. You need Detroit to lose on Monday night. Does Dallas play rookie quarterback, rookie running back with nothing on the line? Which helps Detroit.
Are you talking about the whole rest your players type?
Well,
same thing
yeah,
as earlier?
You know, same. It is very similar. Because they don't need to play,
yeah.
Do you play?
I say you start them. Start them and see how it goes.
You know
what?
At
this point in time.
I say don't play them at all. You know, these guys are professionals. And let's be honest. When you play at Ohio State,
no,
when you play
me.
Okay. When you play, well, and I was going to lie to you with this statement. When you play at Ohio State, when you play at Florida, when you play at Florida State, when you play at Alabama, you know, even that minor league, you know, college called Auburn, you know, et cetera, you basically are a professional. And I'm not right. And I'm not saying that professional meaning you're being paid, even though some are. You're basically a professional athlete. Then you, even though you're rookies, I don't buy into. Well, you're going to get rusty. You're going to get rusty from what? Getting hit? You've been hit all season long.
Yeah, no.
You know
that doesn't even make sense.
Well, but that's what they always say.
Which is a ridiculous statement.
You need the quarterback who hasn't played all year to get some snaps in so he can get accustomed. Accustomed to what? He's been playing for 13 years.
No, he's good.
If I ran the Dallas Cowboys, I wouldn't be doing this radio show right now. Just want to say that first and foremost. But
thanks for going out on a limb on that one.
Come on, that was pretty funny. if I was running the organization, I sit both. Now, what's going to happen with Tony Romo? Do you trade him? Do you keep him? Do you release him? Now, you don't want him to go out and play on money and get hurt. And now you can't even trade him or get anything for him. But I would.
But you could also raise his trade stock, too.
I don't know if you could raise his stock at all. I don't. Because he's so injury prone. You know, are you really going to give up a great deal to get Tony Romo when you know,
but
he can't go the whole season?
But that's the thing. He hasn't played since his injury. So with his injury, he has to be able to prove that he has come back and he would be worth the trade.
It was a collarbone, wasn't it? Or shoulder?
Honestly,
yeah,
left shoulder?
At this point in time,
I don't think the Jets are going to mind.
Yeah, they'll take a flyer at him. Why not? They can use him. No. I rest my players. I don't
Browns.
Worry about...
Send him to the Browns.
He's not going to the Browns. I'll tell you where Tony Romo's going.
Where's he going?
Tony Romo is going someplace that has the potential to win. He's not going to Cleveland. He's not going to the Jets. I don't think he's going to the Rams. I could see him going to possibly Denver. I could see him possibly going to... Well, Jacksonville's not going to win anytime soon.
Nope.
Denver. Denver's a couple players away. Tony Romo's not going to go just to help a team. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think he'd be more willing to stay in Dallas as the backup than to go to play for the Rams, for the Browns, for the Jets, et cetera, et cetera. But if I ran the organization, you basically what we were saying about the players, you know, where you worry about yourself, you worry about yourself. You worry about your team. And for the record, it's not the first time I was in Jerry World, but I was there Sunday night. That place is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. 98,000 people at the game.
Duh.
Sunday night.
You know, the other side of the coin is if they play Tony Romo the last two games and he lights it up, then the quarterback controversy is fresh.
Right. And that's true, even though there still shouldn't be because of what Zach has done the whole time, or Dak has done the
that
whole
one.
Time. I'm thinking of Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell,
right.
Who we're hoping to
that
get
one.
On the show, by the way.
When?
Working on it.
Zach Morris.
How about that?
Wow.
I am working on that. So there's, and Jerry's already thrown some controversial, isn't he, quarterback situations. But you're right, you don't want that. So do you go with the third stringer? Did you even know who the third stringer is? Well, really, Romo's the third stringer. Do you know, before I ask Ed, who the backup quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is?
Oh, God. I have a feeling that I... Was it the guy who was... He was at Houston, wasn't
no.
he?
Ed, any idea?
No.
University of...
I believe it's Butt Fumble himself.
No way.
Is it Sanchez?
I believe it's Mark Sanchez.
Wow. He just fell off the earth.
Yeah, but he's still got a job.
Kellen Moore. That's who I thought it was. But yes, Mark Sanchez is
right.
Wow.
On the Dallas Cowboys depth
chart. But, you know, right, Jerry did make the statement that it's some form or fashion Romo will help us get to a Super Bowl. Maybe he was thinking ahead that if they have a game, meaningless games, that he could do the mop-up duty in that form.
Well, you know, and it wouldn't put it past Jerry Jones to play and or even start Romo in the game in Dallas in case it is his last time in Dallas. You know, if he's anticipating not keeping him.
It is his last time in Dallas. It is.
Well, but it may not be. Keep him as a backup.
I don't think Romo wants to be there. I saw his press conference. He read that statement word for word, never looked up really.
Well, you heard what happened. You heard what happened, right?
Yeah.
He was upstairs first. He was trying to get his job back first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was told no, then he went down and read the prepared statement.
Yeah, by the way, here's your statement you're going to read that came from your heart.
Again, put yourself in his shoes. You know, and again, it's all about ego. There's a reason, and I know we have to hit a break. I'll do it in a second. There's a reason that John Gruden's name continues to come up for a head coaching job. Ego. Nothing more than ego. So we understand Tony Romo has an ego. Would you rather be the backup where you're basically God, whether you're loved or not, you're still God in Dallas, or go get killed in Cleveland? You're going to get hurt and be out in 2 weeks anyway. Just something to think about.
You're getting paid in Dallas, and you're standing there holding the clipboard.
Well, you're going to get paid, you know, anywhere you go.
You're going to get paid, but the difference is he won't be injured in Dallas.
Closing of segment two. Since everything president-elect is getting blasted for, you know, everything that he's doing that's lining his pockets and lining his companies, allegedly, and, you know, doing this and doing that, any issues that he's on the golf course with Tiger Woods today?
Tiger Woods, I saw that, yeah.
Is Tiger going to be our Secretary of Sports? That would be hilarious. Tito Ortiz and Tiger Woods, the ambassador of sports, in the U.S. of A.
Can we play some Would You Rather in a little bit?
When we come back,
all right,
we'll play Would You Rather. And I want to complain again,
okay,
but justify the $18,000 fine to Odell Beckham Jr. We'll discuss it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental, powered by Knockout Radio.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Circus Extreme. Get ready to experience extreme family fun like never before at America's most extraordinary live family entertainment experience, the greatest show on earth. Stop by your Southern Ford dealers to pick up a buy one ticket, get one free ticket voucher. Additional charges may apply. See voucher for details. Playing Amway Center, January 12th through 16th. Brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers, Dairy Queen and Metro PCS.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Rock Newman. And when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That's awesome.
This is getting ridiculous.
Why? What's wrong?
Come on.
It's awesomeness.
Oh, my God.
All right, before we go to the phone lines, and we have a very special caller on the line we're going to get to in a second. Odell Beckham Jr. was fined $18,000. Hear about this?
No.
Okay. He wore another pair of shoes.
Okay.
You know, his cleats, they're always painted up, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Craig Sager.
Okay. All okay. Right.
Again, one of those I'm flippity-floppity flooping around, but rules are rules. And a lot of people are up in arms that it was his way, it was his gesture. And again, watching a TV show, I believe it was yesterday, and one of the guys said that Peyton Manning wanted to honor when Johnny Unitas passed away in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Got fined.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying maybe they should have lowered the fine. No, I mean, well, rule's a rule. It is what it is.
Is it $18,000 for any? If that's the case, then yeah.
That's what
by
I'm,
all means.
I don't think they jacked it up
right.
Because it was Beckham Jr. You know, or maybe it's, as you continue to get fined, it goes up. That could be. I'm just saying it could be.
Now, I know that Marshawn Lynch had the same issue with his Skittles. His Skittles cleats that were
right.
Given to him by Skittles.
Right, but Skittles paid him too.
Yes, and that is a true statement, but they knew that going into it that it was an issue. They have the rule set in place, so they are prepared to pay that. And while unfortunate, and it's a very awesome gesture that he was trying to make to honor somebody who meant a lot not only to basketball but the sports world in general, you got it. You have to stick by the rules as they're written.
And you see what Pop did?
The 2 minutes that he actually spoke.
He took the team out of their way. They played, I guess it was 4 games in 5 days or 5 games in 6 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Stopped in Atlanta, the team, to go to the funeral. And he went to the funeral. I don't know how many players
Wow.
did. But, I mean, again, this is a guy that,
that's classy.
That has that demeanor and whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was definitely a classy move. All right. Well, this is my Christmas gift to our listeners. Mm-hmm. This is our Christmas gift or my Christmas gift to everyone associated with Talking Sports. But more importantly, Alex, this is my Christmas present to you. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, Wax and Randy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Rob.
Thanks,
Rick. Thank you, Wax. I was wondering what you guys think about the upcoming Ronda Rousey fight. And also got to be talking about January 21st at Tropicana Field, the Shriners East-West Shrine game. And I was wondering if the Ice Chest is...
All right, great. Three great questions. And we'll start from the middle. In the middle, how about this? The East-West Shrine game typically has been on the same day, or Monster Jam has been on the same day. It's always been the same. So I got to go to the game for 15 minutes, and then I had to go over and get my monster truck on.
Right.
Monster truck's on the 14th this year, or next year, really. So we hope to have some tickets to give away, but Monster Jam on the 14th, and then the East-West Shrine game, which is a lot of fun, will be out at Tropicana. What was the other one he brought up?
The Rousey.
The Rousey.
Rousey-Nunes fight. Amanda Nunes.
How about this? And this is, they're getting a lot of talk about this.
Right.
A lot of negative talk, a lot of negative publicity. If you watch any promo for UFC, I think it's 207?
Yes, 207. Okay.
All it says is the return of Ronda Rousey.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. She's not even the champ. But that's who's getting all the...
If you ask a novice who has seen the promotion for UFC 207, mm-hmm. you're not even sure who Ronda Rousey is fighting. You're not even sure what the champion's name is. You know what I'm saying? How funny is that? You know what I'm saying? Scheduled to be on the show next Wednesday is Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah. Who's on that card?
Who's on that? Well, that's why he's on the show. But we need to figure up how to get him on because it's after our morning show and before our night show and... before the Friday show, and so we're trying to work out the details. But Ronda Rousey does return.
She does, and she's fighting Amanda Nunes, who is the women's bantamweight champion. It's going to be interesting to see how she is going to be responding to her first and only loss of her career up to this point. And
thank you for saying up to this point.
We don't know if mentally she can take it because she flipped out so much. Again, when she lost at home, mentally she was not ready. She was not prepared to lose, and with the sheer amount of time that she has taken off since that fight, that was a year and a half.
Yeah,
at least a year and a half ago now, and you look at how much has changed in the women's bantamweight division.
There's been a new women's division
every single time.
No, added.
Well, yeah, now there's the featherweight, and we need to get to the featherweight championship as well because there's some controversy with that. Let me
just throw out real quick, and I'll answer Rib's question. I think Ronda Rousey loses.
I do, too. I do, too. Yeah, I don't think that she is prepared. I don't think that she's as invested in MMA anymore either. I mean, she's had so much going on outside of MMA with movies and deals and blah, blah, blah. So I think that it's not something that is going to be a big part of her life. The R word has been thrown around already.
And before we talk about, and I think that's going to be in Brooklyn. Isn't it Brooklyn? The main event is for the new women's division?
Oh, yes. UFC 208 at the Barclays Center.
Before we get to that, let's go back to Sacramento. That was Saturday night. Had a good time. I flew in on Friday, went to Sacramento on Saturday, went to Dallas on Sunday. It was a great sports weekend. Your main event, Paige Van Zandt, goes down to defeat. Your co-main event, the Randy Regime's own Mickey Gall, did everything he said he was going to do to Sage Northcutt. And then the retirement of Uriah Faber. So real quick, funny story. At least I think it's funny. As you know, as anybody knows that's ever been around me, if I don't have these reading glasses, I can't read my phone. I can't.
True.
You know, just.
True, yes.
My eyes are slowly going. So Uriah Faber finishes his press conference, starts to walk off, shakes hands, hugs a couple employees, sees me, comes over and gives me a nice bro hug. Mm. You know, hey, thanks for coming. Wouldn't have missed it, whatever. I turn around. Mickey Gall is now walking in. I walk to the back. I talk to Mickey Gall. Gives me the bro hug and all that kind of stuff as well. By the way, Mickey Gall gets a sweet original grain watch for winning. Mm. So I texted something out about, hey, Mickey, what do you? I'm going to put you blah, 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 blah. You win the fight, I'm going to get you an original grain watch.
Right.
Original grain responds and says, we need an early stoppage for the watch. So kind of adds kind of like you know,
right.
the secret place.
All right,
a
little wrinkle to it.
And the ironic thing about that, and let me get back in a second, his girlfriend was buying him an original grain watch for Christmas.
Shut up.
So we just saved
what?
Mickey's girlfriend about $300 because it's being sent. He's getting a sweet original grain watch. So he gives me the blah, 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 blah. I go back to the front row. One of the lenses from my glass was popped out. So I put the glasses on. I tried to start to read. Something's weird. Well, one of the lenses is gone. So in the middle of the press conference, I keep going up, bouncing up, you know, hunched over, run into the back of the area, and I'm looking for the lens. Mm-hmm. I'm looking under this. I'm looking under that. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to Dallas tomorrow. I don't know what.
And I can't see.
I can't see nothing. I mean, so I go sit back down, and I'm freaking out again.
What's
in
the bag? I can't read.
So I go back and forth three times. So the press conference is now over, and I'm thinking, I better get to a dollar store, a Walmart, something to find something. So I go over to talk to a former Tampa Bay Rays executive or public relations person, Chris Costello, and said, you know, he asked me what's the next ones I'm coming to, blah, 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 blah. And as I'm talking to him, I look to my left. Another PR person is standing on the lens.
Oh.
And I'm like, excuse me, I need that. And this would be the right lens that's on these.
How did you see that?
I don't know.
How did you know that?
Wow. Just a little piece of it was sticking, you know, out from her shoe. But all right, when we come back, we are going to do would you ever, could I ever, would you take, how did I do, let's pick one of two, as well as the scenario that could be, should be, will be for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers making the playoffs. I think they still do, but we'll talk about the scenario when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Does your car have sick car syndrome?
What's that?
That's when things are not working, like brakes, air conditioning, exhaust, suspension, transmission, check engine light.
If this is happening with your car, then the place to take it is Cooper's Automotive Repair Service, 1603 North Hercules Avenue in Clearwater. Tim, Robert, and Brenda are committed to deliver trusted, safe, and reliable automotive repair and maintenance services. Check their website, coopersar.com. That's coopersar.com.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork, pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Feel the power of Gray. El Toro Loco. Son of a Digger and more. Experience Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS, Circle K, Budweiser, and your Southern Ford dealers. And brought to you by McDonald's. Budweiser wants to send you to the Monster Jam World Finals in Las Vegas. Register for your chance to win at participating Circle K, Cowboys, Stagger Inn, and Saddle Up locations. Must be 21 years or older and Florida resident to enter. See entry form for restrictions and details. Coming to Camping World Stadium, January 21st.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
So the kids went to a concert last Saturday and taped that and sent it to me while I was at the fight. Hey, real quick shout out to FitLife Foods. So when I flew out on Friday to Sacramento, my plane got changed three times, my departure three times, location two different cities. And as I'm starting to boil, as I'm starting to get so ticked off about what's happening,
right.
You know what I did?
What'd you did?
I unzipped my little cooler. Mm-hmm. I took out my firecracker shrimp. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I ate a nice portion of firecracker shrimp from FitLife Foods. Everything was better.
Food makes a big difference. Good food.
Good food.
Makes a good difference. Makes a big difference.
And I had a couple. And again, thank you for that. So then I had another one on the plane flying to Sacramento.
That was a long drive.
It was so cold in Sacramento that I had another one that was in my little coolie.
Yeah.
I left it in the car, went to the fight, went back to the airport. Ate my other firecracker shrimp. So every time I started to get upset, FitLife Foods came to my rescue.
There you go.
So
there you go. 4th Street, 3047, 4th Street North. Stop on by.
Outstanding. All right. Would you, could you, should you, did you, whatever, what we doing?
I like it. All right. So would you rather?
I would.
You would. All right. Well, then I don't have to ask.
Okay. Moving on to the next segment. soccer coming to the Tampa Stadium.
Would you rather be hit by a slap shot or a fastball? Now, the caveat to this is, hold on. I got a couple. The first one is the slap shot, you would be wearing full padding. With the fastball, you would be wearing no padding, as if you were actually playing those particular sports.
All right. Well, then that's not true. So you're already wrong.
How?
Because if I'm going to get hit by a fastball, I'm wearing padding. Like Barry Bonds.
If you're a batter, oh, come on.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'll allow it.
Right. Thank you. Because, well, without the change, I'll allow it. Without the change, which you have to allow because body armor is allowed in Major League Baseball, then only Rob would take a fastball without protection over a hockey puck at 100 miles an hour with protection.
Well, I was going to say they would be traveling at roughly the same speed.
Right. So what knucklehead would take it without padding if you can have padding? So, A, to make it more equal, and B, you can wear body armor in baseball. I'm sorry. I have to overrule.
So a baseball has a lot more give than a frozen piece of rubber.
I'm going to say the padding that's being worn in hockey is better.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take the hockey slap.
I understand that. I take the fastball.
Okay, there you have it.
Now, to be fair...
Why are you arguing with me? You asked me what I'd rather. I told you what I want. Move on.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the second one.
Okay.
Would you rather
have
a great career, I mean, be a superstar, but be linked to some sort of controversy that would thus taint your legacy, or would you rather have a good career, a solid career, but not really be considered that superstar name that everybody remembers?
I don't care so much, as we all know, about superstardom. What I care about is financially success.
You know,
can I afford what I want to do? Can I do that? So am I making the same amount of money at superstardom as medium stardom? Ah, a little wrench in you, would you rather?
Let's say, for the sake of argument, yes. All things considered, same.
I'll take the middle one. I don't need to be. You know me. I used to do a TV show. I used to produce a TV show that they, to stick it to me, didn't put my name down as the producer.
Right.
I don't care.
Mm. Okay, so let's make money an issue. And let's say as a superstar, because you're a superstar, you are getting paid more.
What's the controversy? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Let's say PEDs.
I'll take the controversy.
It's common through... many sports. So let's say PEDs.
I'll take the controversy. I'll take the more money. And I'll take the stardom.
Gotcha.
But, you know, if the controversy is, you know, a DUI that kills somebody, you know, a charge, a fed, you know, then no, I don't want that.
Right.
The money's not worth that.
Let's stick with PEDs.
No, so I'm saying. So a PED that I took as a talk show host, I took a PED to a performance enhancing PED. I'll take that because I think that would be hilarious. Talk show host busted for PEDs so that he can talk for longer.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Exactly.
Speaking of drug testing, Chris Cyborg. Now, okay, a retroactive TUE, a therapeutic use exemption. I guess because of her last weight cut, she had to take some sort of drug that is banned.
I don't think you should be allowed to go back in time to fix something that you screwed up. You should have had all the paperwork
from
the beginning. And it's going to look bad because everybody has figured she's been on PEDs up to this point. So, no, she should be guilty. She is going to be guilty. You shouldn't be allowed to go back in time. I was speeding, but I was told I could because I'm driving to the doctor's. But I didn't have my doctor's note, so I'm going to go to the doctor's and get a doctor's note saying that I had a doctor's note.
Right.
Bucks win in New Orleans tomorrow, by the way.
Agreed. Now, we're talking scenarios. So, Bucks win. They have to win both games.
Right.
Bottom line.
Right.
No matter what.
Yes. I say they do. Bucks are going to win. They'll make the playoffs.
Falcons will lose tomorrow.
You do think they're going to lose?
Yes, in Carolina.
Why?
Outdoors.
Wait, in Carolina?
Yes.
Falcons are going to lose. Is that what you said? I thought you said Bucks.
Falcons will lose in Carolina tomorrow.
Sorry, okay. I thought you said Bucks.
Holy crap, so the Bucks are going to win the division. It's Christmas! Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
WDAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.